Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Come on.
Strong, the powerful James Kennedy is here on Money Savage Create. Welcome, James.
Thanks for having me, George.
Yeah, James is the founder, president, and CEO of Beach City Solar's Consulting. He is consulting families and organizations on all things solar. I'm excited to have you on. James, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Absolutely. We were just talking about this. I believe, as you know, I was a financial advisor prior to getting into the renewable energy space. And I firmly believe that things happen for a reason in life. And I got into financial management in 2004 after graduating college with a business degree from Sacred Heart University. And I did the rat race for 2 years in New York City and then moved to LA. And built a small book of business working for Merrill Lynch in Beverly Hills. And then the entire financial industry came crashing down in 2008. So I struggled for a while. And in the midst of that struggle, I found a contact who was in solar. He was working for a general contractor in Los Angeles. I had some interest in the space, particularly because I invested in some companies in the space and just was fascinated by the technology. One thing led to another. I worked for that contractor for a year while I was still running my financial management practice. I saw the curve of the adoption curve of consumers adopting the technology and had seen it in other spaces, in real estate, in the financial markets. And I knew this was my opportunity to get in early. So 2 years into working for other solar contractors, I started my own company, Beach City Solar Consulting. It's now 4 years old. I moved the business to Puerto Rico 2 years ago, primarily for tax incentives. So we consult with property owners, whether they're homeowners, business owners, or large corporations. And basically our role is to help them facilitate the transaction. We provide a turnkey solution so that they can go solar and save money. And most importantly, they can help save the planet and do the right thing for the next generation.
Nice. That is a cool story right there. Super interesting. I would think that solar, just if you had asked me, you would think that you would have to be local in a certain area. But then that's kind of a silly question as I think that through that a little bit further. How did that sort of, how did you start in a geographical area and just spread out? Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, I did. You hit the nail on the head. There was some infighting, I guess, with myself and with, the people that I was working for when I first started in the business, because I was living in the South Bay of Los Angeles. And that was really where I wanted to focus my efforts. The electricity prices are high. There's a lot of wealth there, so people can afford to just write a check for the transaction. They didn't necessarily need to finance it. And it didn't make sense to me why so many companies were investing so much money into online lead generation or call centers or even, going door to door like Solar City used to do, which proved to be a very unprofitable model. So I really based the company and you know, its future off of educating property owners, off of doing seminars in the community, whether it was for local real estate offices, chambers of commerce, Rotary clubs. And I took that model and then I taught other sales reps underneath me how to do the same thing. At the same time that all of this was taking place, I came to Puerto Rico to visit a friend of mine who I used to work with in finance and fell in love with the island. That's also how I found out about Acts 20 and 22, which are essentially the same as when you move your business from a state like California to Texas or Nevada or New Hampshire or Florida. You benefit from a much lower tax rate, both on the corporate side and personally. And that's when the wheels started turning. So I came here in May of 2017, and you know, I knew what I wanted to do. I didn't know how I was going to do it, because like you said, it traditionally was a in-person consultation. It was an in-person face-to-face business. And then Hurricane Maria hit. I was sitting in Hermosa Beach at a bar shooting pool on a Saturday, and tears started welling up in my eyes because the people here, you know, were suffering so much, and I knew I had to do something. At the time, I had just taken a role in a service organization called Rotary International as international service director, and I essentially mixed my passions of helping others in the business. We were able to raise $25,000 to provide clean water throughout the island and help rebuild. So I established some relationships here. And then over the course of the next year, I basically facilitated the entire process. I came to Puerto Rico for a couple of weeks and made sure that I'd be comfortable living here, that I had my local yoga studio and coffee shop, and was going to call this place home. So that all went well. I took a leap of faith. I opened up the LLC in November of 2018, and then I formally moved in January of 2019. For a year, I was going back and forth, spending a month here and a month in Manhattan Beach, California. And as you can imagine, a 4,000-mile commute is exhausting, particularly when you're commuting with your now 12-year-old boxer, black mouth cur, emotional support animal. So I knew, you know, again, I just had to take another leap of faith and make it full, you know, really commit. So in October of 2019, I did so. I got rid of my apartment in California, sold off most of my possessions there, and went all in on the island. And about 4 months later, COVID hit. So it was actually a blessing, because the entire world moved to working from home, which I was already doing. And just like we're doing now on this Zoom, you know, conducting business remotely became the norm. So COVID has been good for our business. It's been good for our industry in general. What we've seen happen is, with, you know, millions of people working from home, they're now paying more attention to their electric bills. Their energy usage is going up. So the residential side of the business has just exploded over the past 6 or 7 months.
This episode is brought to you by Money Alignment Academy. If you are looking for a financial wellness platform for your company, your organization, and your employees, check out moneyalignmentacademy.com or click on the link in the notes of the show.
That is a cool story, man, again. And all right, so I appreciate very much, because I think everybody listening, well, now that I say that, if you live in like the Sunbelt states, at some point in time, somebody's knocked on your door, if it's from Solar City or Sunrun or one of those companies, and taking you through a sales presentation, which is very, very confusing. So I can imagine that wasn't very effective, and the way that you decided to do it through education and seminars is probably a lot more effective. What does the delivery mechanism look like today? How are you distributing your service?
It's the same thing. So we're doing, you know, I've built the business off of referrals in these seminars. I'm still getting, you know, 2, 3, 4 referrals per month from existing customers, also customers that have other properties. They might own a home and a business, or they might have multiple homes. Same thing with my sales team, just continuing to outreach. Well, one of the things that I've had to really learn a lot about is SEO optimization. So that has been a big project for us over the past 6 months, getting us ranked on Google, really having people that are already out in the marketplace looking for our services find us instead of us having to go out and reach out to them. But at the same point in time, I never want to stop doing what got us to, you know, $3 million in sales, which was, again, you know, those educational seminars. So I typically do about two of those per month, and then work off of the referrals and, you know, help the sales team close projects as well.
Nice. Appreciate that. Before I forget, what is the process like for opening up an LLC in Puerto Rico versus just the regular United States?
It's pretty straightforward. The cost is $250. So it depends on, you know, which state you'd be forming an LLC in. In California, it's more expensive. It's $800. I'm not sure about the cost offhand in Arizona. There are some other, you know, fees that you need to pay to the local government to qualify for the tax incentives that they offer. And you also have to meet some requirements in terms of presence, you know, of actually being on the islands for a certain amount of days of where the majority of your assets and possessions are. So I would recommend anybody that is a business owner and is exploring the option of working remotely from Puerto Rico to talk to a local CPA or tax attorney about those incentives.
Makes sense. So I'm just going to keep using my personal experience. It seemed to me that there were a lot of tax incentives for solar just in recent memory. What is the current landscape for different incentives like that?
Great question. Congress just extended the 26% federal tax credit at the end of 2020 as part of the COVID relief bill. The incentive was set to step down to 22%. They extended it for two additional years, which has been a huge boon for everybody in the industry, particularly on the commercial side, because what happened was we were doing a lot of larger commercial office spaces. And then, of course, when COVID hit, all of those large companies no longer had people working in those offices, and it was not attractive to spend the CapEx. However, now that the vaccine is out and people are returning to the workplace, that market is picking up. There are also state tax incentives depending upon the state that you reside in. Every state is a little bit different. On the energy storage side in California, there's a one-time cash rebate for the installation of solar batteries in addition to the solar panels. So all in all, if you're a homeowner, really wherever you are in the country, so long as your electricity price is, you know, over 15 cents per kilowatt hour, you're looking at about a 6-year return on investment if you pay for your project outright. If you finance it, typically, again, with those metrics, you can save about 20% without investing anything out of pocket.
Nice. Well, I appreciate that. Do you have a sense of what the breakdown that people, do they come out of pocket to pay cash commonly, or do they try to finance it? And if they finance it, how does that work?
I'd say it's about 50-50. Right now, with interest rates as low as they are, it's very attractive to do a cash out refinance or do a home equity line of credit to pay for the project. It just depends, though. You know, it depends on whether it's a home or a business. You know, a lot of people have done very well over the past several years investing in the stock market or in real estate. So they want to keep their money there working for them. Our role is to educate. It's not to make the decision on behalf of our clients. So what we always do is we take in the data, we size the system, we show them, you know, basically what we would recommend on a most competitive basis. We show them the ROI, we show them financing options, and we specify the equipment on their behalf. So everything's laid out in a very simple proposal. And then it's just, you know, it comes down to the decision makers, you know, whether it's a husband and wife, a spouse and a spouse, or, you know, a board. It's always going to be up to them about how they implement the transaction. Our role is to just, you know, guide them through the process.
Love it. Perfect. Well, James, Savage Nation is ready for your difference making tip. What do you have for them?
Take action, whether it's in your business or something as simple as going solar. Taking action is always going to lead you to a better place.
Well, I think that is great stuff that definitely gets it. Come on.
Come on.
James, thank you so much for coming on the show. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you and walk us through how people can go through this process?
Our best resource is our website, www.beachcitiessolarconsulting.com. On the website, you can actually submit a utility bill, a picture of your electrical panel, and a picture of your roof, and you will have a turnkey solar plus storage solution proposal within 24 to 48 hours. There is also a blog on there with a lot of educational information, and you can sign up for our newsletter and receive a free copy of my ebook, Solar Energy Secrets for Homeowners. Additionally, we are on social media, Beach Cities Solar Consulting on Facebook and Beach Cities Solar Consulting on Instagram.
Love it. And how do y'all make money through this process?
We make money two separate ways. One is by charging a flat consulting fee. That's typically for businesses or large organizations that have complex needs, and it's going to require a lot of time. Two, on the backside of the transaction. So we are an education-based sales and marketing company. We don't build the projects. So when the project is proposed, our fee is built into that cost, and that is paid to us by the contractor once the project has been built.
Cool. Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show James your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to beachcitiessolarconsulting.com. Check out the blog and all the great resources and take advantage of the opportunity to get this information and find out if a solar project is right for you. Thanks again, James.
Thank you, George. Have a great day.
You as well. And until next time, keep fighting the good fight. We are all in this together.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Nothing says summer like a rich, creamy ice cream float from Skyline. Made with two scoops of fresh vanilla ice cream and your choice of Barq's Root Beer, Barq's Red Cream Soda, or any of their Coke products. At participating Skyline locations while supplies last.